Sad about it. It's only a TV set.
Oh, it's not just that. I just hate staying home on Saturday nights.
I solve your problem. Yeah. I got 2 tickets to see the Braves game, all right?
Oh, I thought you were taking Uncle Fungy.
Last time I took him, he threw meatballs at Pee Wee Reese.
Well, no thanks, Pop. I can't go out with my father on a Saturday night. Some of my friends might see me.
If it was Tuesday night, you can go?
Oh, sure, why not?
What's the difference between Tuesday, Saturday, Friday, Monday? What?
No, there's a difference, Pop. There is.
Hey!
Hi, gang.
Yeah. Ah, Charlie, you want to go to the ball game with me? I got 2 tickets.
On a Saturday night? No.
There's something wrong with the Balti, you know that? Something's wrong. I'm going to take you to the doctor, and if he finds out you're all right, I'll take him to a doctor. You go crazy.
Did Mel and Sam call? No. Oh, well. So we don't go to Chicago tonight. So what?
Well, the TV's still busted. We're stuck here with nothing to do.
Oh, not so. I bought a whole box of scooter pies. We can eat ourselves into oblivion.
Hey, there's 7 of them. Who gets the extra one?
Well, I'll choose for it.
No, I always lose when we do that.
Oh, come on. Now there's no other way.
Okay, odds.
All right, I'll take evens.
Once, twice, three, shoot. Yours. Once, twice, three, shoot. Mine. Once, twice, three, shoot. Mine. Okay, we'll choose for the Clarissa later.
I got some Hershey bars also.
Did you get them with nuts?
I couldn't get them with nuts, and I knew you were going to ask me that.
Nuts to my
Manny Denny's not going to get the shipment with nuts until next week. Who is it? My, this is a pleasant surprise.
Of course. Hey, Laverne, spin it around. Let me see ya. Yeah, you got the best L's in town.
What are you doing on this side of the tracks? Your bike break down?
No, I just came to look over the bells of bottle capping. You know what I'm talking about? You girls kill me.
I think he wants something, Cheryl.
You know, that's what I like about you. You're not only beautiful, you got brains, you know that? You're the most intelligent chick I know.
What do you want, Fonz?
Hey, my little bird of paradise, I love you.
Spit it out, Fonz.
Right, I can see that anticipation is grabbing at you. I will be back in one moment. Can you hold on? Can you hold it?
Hey, try not to miss me too much.
I don't care how nice he is to us, and I don't care how many times he kisses us. I ain't going out with those two friends of his from the garage.
Ah, Lou is nice.
He wore his Texaco cap the entire night.
Oh, he took it off in the movies. What are you talking about? Look, we got nothing better to do tonight. If he's got dates for us, I'm going.
Well, I ain't. That's all there is to them. How about you?
It doesn't look like a date, Cheryl.
Louisa Corrigan, say hello to Laverne.
Hello.
And Shirley.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, there you are.
Isn't he cute? How adorable.
Oh, he's so little.
Hey, little respect here. This is my godson, Danny Corrigan Jr.
Hi there, Danny. Hi,
Shirley. Oh, he grabbed my finger.
Look, he's making bubbles.
You see that? You see that? They love him. Now give him the baby stuff. We're going to be late for your husband's banquet.
Fonzie, I'm still not sure about this.
Will you look at the way they're getting along? The big one is going gitchy-gitchy. The little one is going goo-goo.
Well, maybe they have other plans tonight.
No, we're just going to sit around and stuff our yams.
We did have plans tonight. We were going to go down to the pizza bowl and we were going to... What the heck?
My girls, I love you.
Oh, well, thanks a million.
Here's his formula.
Okay,
and here's a list of instructions.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be back about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, now, Danny, sweet, you be a good little boy. Mommy loves you. Bye-bye.
Hey, listen, Angel Face, I need a big favor. I'm going out with Lucille tonight. Can I borrow your car?
I thought Lucille has a brand new Thunderbird.
Yeah, she does. It's in the shop. She's having my initials put on the glove compartment.
Okay, the keys are in my purse there. Thanks. Help yourself. I can't do this anymore. What if my face stays like that?
Stay like that? Come on,
stay in mind.
I can quiet the baby. I can quiet him.
You know about babies?
Sure, I was a baby once. I used to be the little Ragu.
Lullaby and good night with roses bedight, creep into thy bed and pillow your head. Lullaby and good night with roses.
It's Mel from Chicago. Hi, Mel. How are you?
Ask him how Sam is. Ask him about Sam.
How's Sam? Right there.
Give me that. Hello, Mel. Put Sam on. Hi, Sam.
No, Shirley. Oh, I'm very wonderful. And how are you? What?
I want to know if we can come to Chicago and go to the Shea Perry with Mel.
Oh, hi, Sam. Put Mel on. No, this is Laverne. Put Mel on. Hi, Mel. No, this is Laverne. Listen, who's playing at the Shea Perry tonight?
Oh, it's Johnny Mathis.
Oh, it's Danny Mathis.
Hello, Mel. Put Sam on. Give me that. Hello, Sam. Put Mel on. Who do I like?
Mel.
Mel. Hi, Mel is Sam. This is Laverne or Shirley. Look, we loaned our car out tonight, so we'll take a bus to Chicago, and we'll be at the depot at 8:30, okay? Okay. Goodbye, Mel. Sam. Mel. Sam.
We're going to Chicago.
We're going to the depot.
That it's starting to drizzle. Well, I guess I don't wear my mink stole. I just take my raincoat and a scarf. What the heck? I'll be on the bus in 10 minutes, right? Got my scarf. Got my purse. Got the keys. Well,
bring me back an ashtray or a match. Oh,
please don't do that. Come on, don't do that. Do you want me not to go?
No, I want you to go. It was a fair choose. You won fair and square.
Look, come on, keep your chin up, okay? You could have all my scooter pies. And I'll bring you an autograph of Johnny Mathis, okay? Bye. Which one do I like again?
Mel.
Mel, Mel.
Fair choose my elbow. She gave me a late finger there. She sets me up with scooter pies, and then she lowers the boom with Johnny Mathis. Oh, well, you and I'll have fun, huh? We'll chit-chat, we'll eat scooter pies together. Listen to that. It's raining cats and dogs out there. Laverne's gonna be soaked to the bone.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Sam.
Laverne's on her way. I'm taken mysteriously ill.
What?
Huh? Oh, just a minute. Laverne! I don't know. I'll try. Okay. Okay, bye-bye. Lenny, Squeaky, come down here. It's an emergency.
We can't. We're cooking dinner.
Come down here right now, please.
That was Mel or Sam. I don't know which one. Anyway, they can't meet Laverne in Chicago because it's raining there, and their store got flooded, and unless we catch Laverne, she's going to spend 3 hours traveling to and from Chicago with nobody there to meet her. And why am I telling this to an infant?
You got burglars?
Yeah.
I brought old Betsy.
Listen to me, and listen carefully. I need you to run down to the bus stop and tell Laverne not to go to Chicago. No, no. Don't go to Chicago.
No, 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 sure. We can't do that. Because we happen to be cooking dinner for two gypsy girls.
They got 2 pounds of tea leaves on the stove.
It's just 8 blocks. Just run down there. Please,
okay,
please.
All right.
Please.
What a neighbor's for, what's wrong with you? What did you do, lease your brain to science? Can't you tell a joke when it's being played upon you?
What do you mean?
Remember when we stuffed snow down their backs last winter? Yeah, that was fun.
Sure, it was delightful. But they swore they'd get even. Yeah, and now this is it. They want us to run outside in the rain like a couple of wild goose chasers.
Boy, what a cheap trick.
You expect an expensive trip from their kind?
I guess not, huh?
I'm sorry, fellas, the umbrella's broke, but look, you got half
gone. Save it, Cheryl. We're on to your little game.
What are you talking about?
Come on out, Laverne. We know you're here someplace.
This is no joke. Look, unless we stop Laverne, she is going to spend 3 hours traveling to and from Chicago. Please.
Chicago, huh? Yeah. Well, if it's so important, why don't you go down and you get Laverne, huh?
There you go.
Because I have to stay here to look after the baby. That's why.
Look at that. They even got a baby for the joke.
The lowest. Well, we'll take care of the kid and you go get Laverne, huh?
Yeah.
You two will watch the baby?
Oh, sure. Nothing to it. Mm-hmm. I think she's falling for it.
All right. Okay, I'll only be 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes.
I'm up.
Now look, he's been fed and diapered. You don't need to do a thing. Don't touch him.
Don't touch him. He's my friend.
No, not him. Don't touch the baby. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just watch him. Okay. I'll be right back.
Kitty-kitty-coo. The kid don't understand English.
Who cares if they got flooded? They sell mops.
All I know is a man called on the phone and he was screaming out in panic. I'm gonna get the...
What happened to my dress? Look, I'm soaking wet here.
Hey, will you shut up? We're trying to watch the Heckle and Jekyll program.
Laverne? Where's the baby?
The what?
Well, the baby, where is the baby?
It's gone, but could you keep it down? You missed 2 words Jekyll says, you lose track of the whole plot.
What? What happened to the baby?
Some guy came by and took it. I think it was the mother.
What? I'm sorry I lost my car. Okay, where is it? Where is it?
Some guy came by and said he was gonna take the kid to the mother.
Yeah, maybe it was the father, Laverne. He looked just like the kid, only a little taller.
What? Kidnap that!
What is up your nose? Listen, it was all just a practical joke, wasn't it? Hardy ha ha, hardy ha ha.
I cannot believe you gave away the baby.
Oh, thanks a lot. You busted the sack. Now we're never gonna know how it ends.
Who cares how it ends?
Who cares how it ends? That's the whole point of the beginning and middle. And they just saw because we didn't get their stupid joke.
Yeah, we probably burned the tea leaves, too. Now the gypsy's got nothing to read.
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Okay. Maybe it was the father who came and got the baby. But maybe it wasn't the father who came and got the baby.
Yeah, but maybe it was.
But maybe it wasn't.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe it
wasn't.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't.
Whip the father.
What?
Get the baby. And leave his baby's things.
Maybe it's not his things.
This is the same bag. Examine it.
I don't want to examine it.
All right. Then we know this much is true now. A man. Taller than the baby.
Disguised as a father.
nice as a father.
Kamen took the baby away. Kamen took the baby away.
Oliver, I'm getting hysterical.
No, I'm talking.
Where is that baby?
Thank you. You hit me. I'm sorry. I was trying to get a grip on myself. I'm calling the police.
Taking care of Danny for me.
Danny! Darling! Danny is her favorite name.
Oh, you know, I miss him.
Oh, well, you can always have other children. You're young. Little brothers and sisters for little Danny boy. Little brothers and sisters.
Well, you know, I've never been separated from him before, and really, to be honest, I was afraid something might happen to him.
We confess! We confess that we love that boy. Woo! Woo! Do we love that boy? Don't we? Love him to death. We love him.
Well, you know, all my worries were for nothing because when my husband picked him up, he was just fine. My husband said you were here, but there were two guys here.
Yes. We had clowns come in to entertain him.
Well, I just came by to pick up the extra bottle.
Oh, that's all in there.
Yeah. I gotta go.
Bye. Thank you. Anytime. Bye. Bye. Oh, my little heart.
What if that hadn't been the baby's father?
Oh, don't even think about that.
I have to think about that. I left the baby alone with Lenny and Squiggy.
Oh, look at your face there.
I left the baby alone with Lenny and Squiggy.
Well, you had to, I guess. No, you had to.
I did?
Yeah. I mean, I would have been standing at the bus depot, rain running down my little face, and I would have done the same for you.
Really? You would have?
Of course, I would have bought an umbrella, but that's besides
the umbrella's broke. No, I blew it. A lost baby is worse than a wet friend.
Yeah. Look, I'll try to fix the TV here. Lenny and Squeaky could get something. I certainly can. Okay, maybe Tales of Wells Fargo is on.
Come on. Come on. Who is it?
Hey, first of all, your girl's got to lock that door. That's very dangerous. It is dangerous. And second of all, you got to help me find that little baby's,
blanket?
No. The thing that you, the thing that you shake, the, you know, keep him by. Yeah, right.
Oh, this thing.
Oh, it's called a rattle bond.
I know that. Thanks very much. Later, girls. Later.
Bye. Fonzie, all I could get is limes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, shove over.
Heckle and
Jekyll.